This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Puck!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, you What the Puckers. What's going on? Welcome to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. The regular season has officially started as we record this. The Capitals are waiting to have their first home game, their first regular game, any kind of game, for the Caps to be dressed in their red jerseys. To help me get through this first game that's going to be happening in Pittsburgh, Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
I'm not doing too bad. How you doing?
I'm excited. The Capitals have... they're about to start the season. The NHL season has officially started as of this evening.
Yeah.
Sorry. Lots of cool stuff going on. But let's talk about it. The Capitals will be opening up in Pittsburgh, watching the Penguins lift their banner and raising the Stanley Cup one last time.
Yeah, it's not.
That's going to be really annoying. However, is it a good thing maybe for the Capitals in the long run to see them raise their banner and hoist a Stanley Cup in their own barn? Because maybe that could be a little extra fire underneath the Capitals. Maybe that's what they need to start off this season, to see how close they were, how they let it slip through their fingers.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I'm a little surprised the NHL will start the season tonight and not with the team that won the cup. Like, you think the Penguins would be the first team to play since they did win it last year.
I thought that was odd too. That's a weird choice. Yeah.
I thought it was a little interesting, but I guess they wanted to start with a couple of other teams. They got Toronto started tonight. Austin Matthews, apparently this kid's pretty good. 3 shots on goal, all of them went in the net. So that's interesting. This kid looks like he might actually be halfway decent. And but aside from that, yeah, I thought it was a little weird. But for the Capitals, I think it kind of is going to be a little rough for the guys who've been here for a while to see the Penguins raise the banner and to be there knowing that it should have been them at some point up through now. And I don't know if it's necessarily a motivational tool because it's so early in the season and so much is going to happen between now and the playoffs, should they be fortunate enough to make it, that whatever emotional boost they may get from that game will probably just last that game.
You know, I want the Capitals. I feel as if there was a lot of pressure on the Capitals last year to make it to the Stanley Cup because they were so big and they were such a big deal. I feel as if now that they've come up short once again, maybe the spotlight isn't as bright on them this time around. And maybe that's a good thing because the Capitals, they started off hot. They were really great. And then that blizzard came through. And then the All-Star break happened, and they never really could recover. So maybe it's good that they're kind of going to be a little under the radar to start off the season.
I don't know if they're really under the radar, per se. I mean, this is a team that has one of the top players in the world. This is a team that had probably more than one of the top players in the world, between Ovechkin and Backstrom, and then you have Kuznetsov, who's up and coming. You have Braden Holtby, the reigning Vezina winner. And you've got a pretty big name coach in Barry Trotz. So this is a team that other teams in the league are going to be gunning to beat because, you know, they want to be able to go out and knock off a team and be able to beat a team that won the most regular season games this year and had the most points. But I think that hasn't stopped them before in the regular season. It's the postseason where things have always sort of gone poorly. And that's where they're going to have to improve, obviously. And that we can't get ahead of ourselves. So they've got to get through the regular season first. And we've seen this team with this core, or more or less this core, miss the playoffs, and they can't do that again.
You know, I hate to take the show off the rails a little bit here. This just came over on Twitter as we're recording this. Austin Matthews, who is having his first NHL game, he's the first player in NHL history to score 4 goals now. In his first career game. Holy cow! This kid is something special.
And he got a pass from Nylander.
That's just insane. The fact he's the first career game and he's already got 4 goals. That's just...
And you know, this kid's an American.
That's true, yeah. He was the dude we talked to Glenn about, right? He was from the Arizona area.
Yeah, he was the one that the Coyotes are hoping for. And so this is a kid that... I mean, we're going We're getting ahead of ourselves completely here, but this is a kid that is going to potentially help Team USA to be able to overcome the Canadians potentially in the future, provided they get a couple of more guys that are halfway decent as they get older. But between with him and Eichel, you got a nice little young group of guys playing for Team USA in the future.
Very true. So, all right, so back to the Capitals. Like you said, it's the same core guys, really. I mean, there's a couple changes. However, this offseason, very quiet for the Capitals. Not a lot has happened. Ovechkin's still Ovechkin. Backstrom's still Backstrom. Holtby's still Holtby. Barry Trotz is still Barry Trotz. The big core there, the goaltending, the offense. We still have John Carlson. We still have Matt Niskanen. We still have Carl Alsner. All the defensive guys are there. Not a lot of changes. However, in the postseason, we saw the third and fourth line kind of break apart, kind of not show up against the Penguins, and that's why they brought in Lars Eller. What are you expecting from Lars Eller this regular season? I mean, he's played a couple in the preseason. He's from Montreal. He's been around. He's not a rookie. What is he going to bring to the Capitals that they didn't have before?
I think for that third line, we want to see a little more speed and a little more skill offensively. I think he's going to be able to do better than any of the other centers they've necessarily had, maybe except for Marcus Johansson, but even he struggled at times last year on the third line. I like the pickup of Eller. I like the centers from top down. I think with Kuznetsov, we're going to talk about the lineup in a few minutes, but Kuznetsov and Backstrom and then Eller and Beagle, you have three very good centers on each one of their lines. And each one could theoretically play up a line and still do considerably well. So this is definitely a team that is deep in the center spot right now, and it can do very well. And these are only the centers at the moment. You have guys that are playing on the outside on the wings that can also shift over to center. So with Eller, I think that solidifies his spot in the lineup. I think he's going to do very well on that third line. Next, with the third line to be able to put more pucks in the back of the net and get more points for this team so they can get more wins. And I think that'll be even more important in the playoffs. When opposing teams really look to shut down your first two lines, you need secondary scoring from your third and fourth lines. And Eller on this team is definitely going to bring more secondary scoring.
100%. I like what you said there. There's a lot of guys that can kind of change positions. You know we're going to see Marcus Johansson at the center spot at some point this season. You're probably going to see Jay Beagle bump up a couple lines. He's probably going to play across from Alex Ovechkin if somebody's hurt. Just the way it is.
Trotz loves doing that.
He really does. And you know, Jay Beagle was going to be the one to do that. So that'll be interesting to see.
Does it make sense? He'll do it.
The one newbie, really, of this of the lineups is Sanford, Zach Sanford. He made the opening night roster. Who knows how long he'll actually stay up here. But throughout training camp, he was awarded the opening night spot. He proved himself in training camp, according to Barry Trotz. What do you think of Zach Sanford? Were you surprised that he was the one that made it?
He's okay. No, I thought he was good. Not only that he made the roster, but that he's going to be playing in the first game of the season, and that he's made this team into a point where he's on the third line. Like, this is not a throwaway spot on the fourth line on a team that's up and coming. This is the top team in the regular season last year, points wise. And he's now playing on the third line. And I think he's got a little bit to prove. He's got to show that he's earned that spot. He's done very well in the preseason and in training camp. And now he's got to show that he can replicate that and do that in the regular season. And if he does not, then the team's got a little bit of a problem, or they may throw Connolly in there and see how he does. Wilson gets bumped up to the third line potentially. They'll be a little hard with Justin Williams on that line. But I think that Trotz and his coaching staff have a lot of faith in Sanford, and they think that he's going to do really well going forward.
What do you think it was that had them move Stan Galiev down to Hershey? He was with the Capitals the entire season last year, played maybe like six games in all, but apparently that year of sitting in the press box kind of weighed on him a little bit because he didn't impress enough to be a part of this team full-time this year.
I was a little surprised him down because he had to go on waivers, and I really did think he was going to get picked up, but no one took him.
Nope.
I was very surprised that he got through waivers. I know he hasn't shown a lot at the NHL level, but you had to figure with his age that someone was going to take a chance on him, and that ended up not being the case. And so it looks like he's going to be down in Hershey, which is good. The Capitals wanted him to play more. The whole reason in sending him down was because the Capitals wanted him to be playing every night. And it looks like he'll be doing that. He'll be playing for Hershey. And so we'll see how he does down there. And my guess is he gets called up if someone in the top six, or even the bottom six, picks up an injury he gets called up. And Hershey's deep. I mean, Hershey's rolling deep this year, and this is a team that also is going to be a lot of fun to watch for anyone who has a chance to get up and watch a Bears game.
And I think we should go this year. I think we should go to a Hershey Bears game.
We should go to a game?
Yeah, I think we should. I think it'd be fun.
I'd be down.
I love the Hershey Bears.
I was talking to the lady friend the other day about going to a Bears game.
There you go. Yeah, so they should be a lot of fun. We should say Hershey Bears, they up their affiliation with the Capitals for four more years. That's huge.
I like it. I think it's good. It's nice to have a team that's nearby. When they were in Portland, it was just such a pain to get out to. I mean, you know, it's nowhere nearby, so you weren't able to get to a game. With a Bears game, I mean, you got to kind of make a day of it to some extent. But, you know, you go up there a little early, maybe get a little dinner, go to a Bears game in your home by 11:30 or midnight at the latest, depending on how late the game. Oh, their game starts at 7 or 7:30.
On Sundays, I think it's like 5, so it's even better on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to work the next day. It's not quite as much fun.
You're an old man.
Dude, I really am.
You're an old man.
No.
Yeah, so
but no, seriously, I mean, whatever time the game starts, it's still over by 9:30, 10 o'clock, so you're back by midnight-ish. Well, depending on where you're going. For you, it's what, an hour and 15 minutes? For me, it's like 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a little bit longer for you. I'd say closer to like an hour and a half for me.
So I think it's like 2:15, depending on which way we go. I think I go on basically by you, because – or no, we go a different way. I would go a different way, but everybody else that I may go with decides to go up 270 through Frederick.
Yeah, it's not by me. We should talk about this on opening night. So we talked about it last week. We pretty much think it's going to be Ovi, Kuzi, Oshie for the first line. And then it kind of – and then the fourth line, I came up and I think I'm right, Winnick, Beagle, Wilson for the fourth line. So 2 and 3 kind of can get jumbled around a little bit. But
yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, but Trekronor? The Swedes line? Anyways, yes, the Swedish second line is pretty interesting.
Yeah, so we have Johansson, Backstrom, Burakovsky. That looks like a good line to me. They could definitely work.
That is a lot of speed, not a lot of physicality.
Yeah, that's true. That
no,
is very
each
true.
One of them has been known to like hit someone. I don't know how how hard or whatever, but they've been known. I'm looking to see if Matthews has scored another goal by chance. It's like, oh, he's got 7 now. No, you know, I like it. I mean, the first line is obviously going to be Ovechkin and Oshie, but I was a little surprised Kuznetsov, but like, damn, that kid is good. And then you got the Swedes on the second line. I'm a little concerned about the second line defensively.
Right.
But you do have basically 2 centers and a winger. And that's assuming the other team has a chance to actually touch the puck, because all 3 of those guys are going to make it very difficult for other teams to get the puck. So they may not have to worry about playing defense at all. And then, I don't know, we'll see what happens with the third and fourth line. I think the fourth line is going to be very defensive, but they have a chance to potentially get a goal here and there. I mean, none of these guys are really have proven much offensively in Winnick, Beagle, and Wilson. So really, you've got 3 lines that can put the puck in the net. And then we'll see with that fourth line.
Yeah, that fourth line is a grinder line. You know, Beagle is very good at face-off. He always has been. He's going to win a lot of them. They're going to be very defensive offensemen, and they're going to be out there to agitate the other team. They're going to be out there to keep the puck away, kind of keep them guessing and tire them out. That's the job of the fourth line, and these guys do it well. Let me ask you about Wilson, though. How many seasons has he been with the Capitals now? Is this like his fourth year with the Capitals? Is this guy anything more than a grinder, than a fighter? Because 4 years in, and we're still not seeing We haven't seen that spark that this guy was going to potentially be with Backstrom and Ovi. Like, that was the plan.
I don't think he was ever going to be up that high.
I mean, when Trotz came in, he played a couple games in that spot. They tried him out
there. That's true. That's a valid point.
But he looks like a guy who's a goon. That seems like that's all he's supposed to be.
I don't know if I go so far to say he's a goon per se. I mean, I can see where other teams and other fans of other teams would say that. I think
Islanders.
Whatever. They got Clutterbuck. He's a D-bag, so whatever. Wilson, we need to see more from him offensively. Haven't seen it yet. So right now it looks like his top shelf is a third line winger, which is not what you would expect from a guy who was drafted – in the middle of the first round.
That's true. All right, so let me ask you this. Instead of saying we need to see more from him, let me ask you, will we see more from him this summer? Prediction time.
No, because the summer's over.
Let me say that again. All right, so.
Just leave it in.
All right,
it's fine. It's like, I'll just it's banter. It's fun. No, I think we will see more from Wilson offensively this season. I think he knows that he needs that. And I think – I don't think – it's difficult, though. On that lineup – or no, with that line, is he going to have any opportunities to really get that much offensive – that many offensive great chances? Like, you put him on a line with Winnick and Beagle, he'll get a couple. But if you have him on a line with, like, Kuznetsov or Backstrom as a center or even Eller, and then someone like Johansson or Oshie, who's a really good passer, are you going – you know, you get better opportunities because these guys are more talented offensively. He's not playing with offensively talented guys, so he doesn't necessarily have those chances. So it's a little tough. I mean, the expectations for his offense based on his line mates has to be skewed a little bit.
All right, I'll give you that.
Now, like, if he was on the third line, we kind of thought it may be earlier in the summer where it was like Johansson, Eller, and Wilson, then yes, he has definite opportunities to get chances to put the puck on net. But as of right now, I just don't see him getting that many opportunities because of his line mates. And he doesn't seem like a guy that's going to create offense, so he's going to have to finish a play by crashing the net and creating havoc. But I don't see – Beagle shows you some, like, real offensive skill once in a while. Like, every other game, he'll do it once or twice at most. Winnick, we just don't really know that much about yet necessarily.
He has awesome Bulldogs. I do know that much.
That is true.
His Bulldogs are the coolest.
Good call. But I think based on his line mates, you just don't think I don't see him necessarily upping his offensive game based on the line as it is right now.
All right, so now looking at the new guy, Zach Sanford, new guy on the block, new kid in school. Is it a good idea? I think it is, to have him with Eller and Williams with these two veterans to kind of learn from them, as because this kid is not going to stay with the Capitals all season. He's not. He's going to go to Hershey.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't. They have Connolly.
You got no faith.
No. He's a good kid, but he's young. He didn't finish college yet. Like, he's a young guy. He's like, I don't even think he can drink yet. So, like, he'll be great on the ice. I'm just saying he's young. He doesn't – like, he still needs that experience. He's going to build that experience in Hershey.
He's old enough to drink right now.
I don't think so.
Oh, all right, hold on, Brandon. We got to do some math.
No, this is really bad because he's going to be born in like 95 and we're going to feel really old.
No, that was a pretty good guess, dude. He's born November 9th, 1994.
Oh,
yeah, he's 22. He'll be 22. So yes, he's 21. He's old enough to drink. He'll be 22 on November 9th.
All right.
So that, yes, we're old. He's 10 years younger than me.
All right. So he can drink. So, all right. But he's going to build that experience in the AHL. He's not going to stay at the NHL level.
Dude, he's not even the youngest guy on the roster.
Who's younger than him?
Burakovsky. He's 95.
Burakovsky's that young?
Hey, hold on.
Where have I been?
Been older than him? Hold on, looking. Yeah, Wilson's 94, Sanford's 94, Kuznetsov's 92, Connolly's 90. Wait, were they drafted the same year? That's interesting. I don't know. And Burakovsky's 95. Good. Beagle is 10 years older than Burakovsky.
Good God.
So is Ovechkin. Ooh, who's the oldest guy on the roster now?
It's Ovi, Mr. Greyhairs, right?
Samara's gone. No, not who has the oldest looking facial hair. Oh, it's got to be Williams. Williams is 81. Is Williams the only guy older than me on the roster?
We've reached that point. Horpik's got to be older than you, right?
Good point. That sucks if that's true. Horpik is the oldest, followed by Williams and F my life. God damn it. That's terrible.
Yeah.
There's only two guys older than me. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man. All right, so Sanford. Do you think it's a good idea to have him with these veterans so he can kind of learn from them? I think it's a good idea, but again, I don't think he'll be there the whole time. But the NHL experience he's getting, like, I think it's better to be him paired with Eller and Williams than to be paired with Wilson or Beagle, who are going to be more defensively. You want this guy to be an offensive third-line point scorer.
No, I think it's fine. If you want to have a young guy that's come up and he's sort of surprised everybody, and I feel like with this coaching staff, they know what they're doing, and so they're putting him in a spot they feel is best for him. I think he's got, like you said, two veterans in Eller and Williams, and if they have to, they can always move up Wilson or Winnick or somebody onto that line or make a couple of changes and move Burakovsky to one side, Williams up to the second line, move Wilson to the third line. Just, you know, you could rotate things around so that, and move Johansson down. So then you still have a quality thing, a lineup, while moving Sanford back to the fourth line. But I think this is a guy that, I mean, if he plays well, he's going to, not to be obvious, but if he plays well, he's going to stick around. And so I think if Sanford can hack it, and for lack of a better term, and play in the NHL and show that he can be consistent. I mean, consistency is one of the biggest things for anybody in sports, is being able to do it night in and night out. You know, a lot of guys can come in and be good for one season and then disappear and never be heard from again. And hopefully that's not Sanford. Hopefully this kid comes in and is actually pretty good.
So
I would not expect him to be Austin Matthews good right now necessarily. Like, I'm not expecting you know, four goals in a game. Ted Starkey, who tweets about the Capitals a lot, and he wrote a couple of books. He said Austin Matthews already has three more goals as a Leaf than Brooks Lake.
Oh, that's low.
In one game. That's rough.
And Brooksy, yeah, terrible week to be a former Capital. Brooks Lake waived by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Michael Lotto waived by the Kings. Man, it is rough out there for former Capitals.
Though, like, I believe is still, well, he'd be in Toronto either way because they're minor league teams in Toronto. But I believe he's still with the Maple Leafs.
He is. He got waived, though, but they still had him.
They hung on to him.
Yeah, they hung on. Even though I thought they gave him, like, the alternate. They gave him the A, and, like, he had his suit picked out for opening night, but
they're like, see ya.
Yeah, about that suit. You might want to keep the tags on.
Well, he's still going to get paid.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's marrying the chick from Dancing with the Stars. He's making plenty of money.
Not that they're married yet, but yeah, Julianne Hough.
Yeah. And, yeah, poor Michael Lotto.
I saw her on, Bear Grylls. And they mentioned Brooks Lake at one point.
Oh, yeah?
That was pretty cool.
All right. So Sidney Crosby, we got to bring him up. He is not playing against the Capitals coming up in Pittsburgh. I assume he's going to be there in a suit watching the banner get raised. But
I'm sure he'll be on the field. He'll be on the ice
at some point, yeah. But like, I like what Barry Trotz said. We want him on the ice. We want him to be a part of this opening night ceremony because we want to face the best team that we can. We want to prove that we're the number one guys out there. What does this do to like the team morale, and how does it change the way they get ready for this game without Sidney Crosby? Because again, when the playoffs, Crosby's not the one that beat the Capitals. It was these young guys. So he's not a one-man show in Pittsburgh.
That's true. And it changes the Penguins' lineup to some extent, so it changes the Capitals' preparation. So whenever a top player is going to be out, it affects, you know, your team, and mentally it affects the Penguins to some extent because they know other guys are going to have to step up and fill in where he is out. And so it changes a lot. And so for them to be out, and I agree with Trotz, you want to be able to beat the best team, and to be able to do that, they need their best players. And so if the Capitals win tomorrow night, or if you're listening to this on Thursday tonight, or if you're listening to this on Friday, hey, did they win? You know, it's like it's always nice to beat Pittsburgh, but it's a little bit taken away because Crosby's not there, you're not able to beat him. But even then, I'll take a win to start the season.
So are you predicting that the Capitals are playing spoiler for Pittsburgh and they'll be coming away with a win opening night?
We always have teams after a big win. I mean, if you look at, you know, or a big opportunity to win or winning a championship, that come into the next season and they sort of have a little bit of a hangover. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Penguins do in terms of the early part of the season and with or without losing Crosby. How they do in with that sort of Stanley Cup hangover.
Very true. So anything else we should cover this week on What the Puck?
We got some other stuff going on. Caps announced, or I should say monumental, it's not the Capitals, it's monumental. You know, it's this big company thing. There'll be changes. We try to listen to them on the radio. They will no longer be on 106.7 The Fan. They'll be now available not only on Caps Radio 24/7, which is no longer available on their app because they don't have a freaking app, which, again, credit to Brandon for pointing out to me last week after we were done recording. They'll now be available on WFED 1500 AM. Brandon, is that available in Baltimore?
Never heard of it before, so I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll know next week as to whether 1500 is available up in Balmer. But this app thing is kind of annoying me because I remember, like, you know, I get home from something and the Caps game would start, but I'd go on it, or maybe I went for a run and I want to take a shower. And I miss, you know, the first like 5 minutes of the game, but I throw the app up on my phone and listen to it while I'm, you know, showering or whatever. I you know, and it's kind of annoying that the app no longer is connect, or there's no Caps app anymore. It's all NHL app.
Yeah, the NHL is pretty much taken away. When you download or update the Caps app, it says, hey, if you enjoy this, go download the NHL app, and everything is there. But I
will that have Caps Radio 24/7?
I think it will, but I'm not downloading the NHL app to hear about all the other teams I don't care about and just listen to the radio. I'll just, you know, use the handy dandy TuneIn radio app, which you can hear What the Puck on, as well as Caps 24/7. There's many options on TuneIn. I'll just listen to that.
I gotta go set that up on TuneIn Radio right now.
That's, you better. You better.
I only have ESPN 980.
You don't even have our own show on TuneIn?
No, I use the podcast app on the my phone.
Oh, wow.
I don't need to because I have it on the other thing.
Yeah, so
I don't even know how to search for. Oh, there's the search button.
Yeah, so the app is gone. So they're still doing the AM radio, but the app is the way to go if you want to listen to the radio. I like 24/7 because they play really good music, good selection of music. It's on 24 hours a day, so you get some Caps news when it breaks.
7 days a week as well.
7 days a week, 8 days a week if you're, you know, really busy. Yeah, true story. So this Monumental Sports Network thing. So what does this mean? Where they're teaming up with CSN and. What does that mean for the Capitals?
Oh, man, you're assuming I understand what half of these things mean. But basically, there's like a cross-ownership thing going on now where Monumental owns a they're an equity partner in CSN Mid-Atlantic, and then CSN Mid-Atlantic or NBC Sports Group will have an equity partnership with Monumental. And so there's a I don't really like it necessarily. Like when Snyder bought – the 980 here in DC.
Right.
And so they're like the flagship for the Redskins. And you're like, well, yeah, because you own the freaking channel or station now. It's kind of, I prefer the media and the sports teams to be a separate entity so that you have theoretically unbiased media focusing on the team and giving you information. And you don't necessarily have that anymore.
But that's what we're here for.
Well, I mean, that's kind of true. We have crapped on the Capitals when they
crap the bed.
When we go after them. Somebody just tweeted, Matthews hasn't scored in like 5 minutes. This is boring. This is ridiculous. This is the first. Oh, Connor Carrick's apparently injured. Connor Carrick also looks like he's 12. Talk about a trade that worked out for that guy. He gets me on a team with Austin Matthews. He never has to cover him. What was I going to say? I totally got off track here. Sorry. Oh, Monumental. I don't know. It bothers me because, like, when the Skins bought the team and Snyder is such a freaking child that it was like, okay, well, I guess that's going to be, you know, very biased, Redskins-focused every single second of the day. And so it bothers me a little bit this thing's going on. But as long as this means that the team's still going to have games on television, every single game that is not nationally televised, then it works out in the end. And it also is going to be kind of interesting, and this is not hockey necessarily related, and I apologize to anybody listening that likes the WNBA. I don't particularly care for it. But they're also going to have opportunities to watch the Arena Football League team, the Washington Valor. And I really want to go to those games because it just seems like it'll be a lot of fun, as long as they're not like ridiculously expensive. So we'll see how this thing works out. But I don't know. The whole mingling and the connection between the media and the sports teams is just, I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way.
I mean, it's definitely understandable. I hear where you're coming from because if you are a journalist and the Capitals aren't doing well, are you going to feel comfortable kind of telling your boss that he's not doing a good job type of deal? You're like, you know, that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from with that. I'm right there with you. So we'll see how that goes. But man, Ted Leonsis is a friggin' media conglomerate here in DC.
Well, it seems like, and he's made his mistakes, but I like Leonsis or however you say his name. Like, he seems like a guy who genuinely cares. And I know, and it's not a surprise it's not a big deal in the end, but like, he wanted to own the Wizards. Like, his goal all along was to buy the basketball team, but Poland wasn't willing to sell, and so he bought the Capitals. And but he still supports the team, and he's there like every game, and he's, you know, he's not taking away money or using them as like a second rate to the Wizards. You know, so we don't have any reason right now to necessarily be against it, what's going on, but there is a little bit of like, it makes me a little uneasy as to how things are going personally. Not that I have a personal stake in the matter. Like, I don't own anything. I'm not really a part of this. It's just a team that I tend to follow.
Right. Yeah. I hear where you're coming from. My only worry with that is I do like Ted. I like what he's done with the team. He's put emphasis on the Capitals. He knows that they have a very rabid fan base, but he was also one of the main guys that was continuing a lockout in 2012. He was one of the main owners, the main proponents that would
That's true. And
give the Players Association a very hard time. So when it comes down to it, this is a business, and he knows that, and he will make as much money as he can.
All sports in the end are a business, and as fans, we have to understand that to some extent, that this is – it's not just about what we want to see. They have to be able to make some money or do things that make sense financially for the teams. Now, if you go and you look at – this doesn't happen – and the major sports doesn't happen in the U.S. or in North America. You have, you know, with minor league sports, it tends to happen where teams get moved or teams fold. But in Europe, you have it happen all the time where teams tend to overspend what they're capable of doing. They're not bringing in enough money, and then they get sold or they end up no longer existing or different things happen. And you've had that happen in teams that used to be pretty big in European football that are now going away because they just don't have the money anymore because they outspended what they were bringing in.
That's pretty much the entire KHL. I mean, they didn't know if they were going to continue on as a league last year because they spent so much money and not enough was coming in.
That's true. That's true. I'd like to update on the ridiculousness that is the Ontario rival game between Ottawa and Toronto. It is currently Ottawa Senators 4, Austin Matthews 4. No one else has scored for Toronto tonight but Austin Matthews.
Now Toronto knows how we feel in the playoffs because we only have Ovi score in the playoffs.
Ah, that's true.
All right, so what else we got to cover?
It's scary. We did the what? Radio. They're going to be on TV. They're going to be on Federal News Radio at 1500. Brandon doesn't know if that's up in Baltimore. Ovechkin and Backstrom are split up. We'll see how they deal with that mentally. Are they going to be okay? Do people need to go and console them? You know, but although Ovechkin's with his Russian buddy, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
I'm looking up 1500.
I'm trying to see if you can listen to the freaking games. Oh, you can listen on the NHL app.
Can you?
I think so. Well, what does that logo mean? Can I play it on my TV? Yeah, dude, you can totally do it. All right, I'll keep the NHL app.
There you go.
That's kind of cool. I appreciate that they like moved that over there.
All right, this website, radiolocator.com, does say that 1500 is reachable to Baltimore.
All right, so Brandon, tomorrow, when you get in your car to go to work,
yeah,
you're going to turn on 1500.
I hope I remember how to do that because I haven't used FM or AM in years.
Oh, do you have XM?
I have Sirius, and I just use my iPod
or whatever.
I just listen on my phone.
I don't have Sirius or XM radio, so I listen to the radio from time to time if I'm not using my phone. What else are you talking about? The team tonight, radio, Bears, roster. No, dude, that's pretty much it.
That's it? All right, guys.
I mean, all right, so let's go into a prediction for the season.
Oh, boy.
How are they going to do, Brandon? Tell me. Good start. Where are they going to end up in the Metro? It's still stupidly named. I don't know if I'm warming to the name or I'm just, like, numb to it at this point.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from. I don't know how I feel right now because I don't want to get my hopes up like last year. Last year I said if they don't get to the Eastern Conference.
No, just regular season.
All right.
Just regular season. Don't worry about the playoffs.
Not
that we don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
They will make the playoffs. I don't think they'll win the Metro. I don't think they'll win the President's Trophy because I don't think those things are important to them anymore. I don't think it's going to be a tear like it was last year where we pretty much went, you know, undefeated almost for the first 4 months of the season. I think it'll be more even. I think they're going to try things a little differently than they did last year, but they will make the playoffs. It'll still be a good year, and everyone will remain healthy.
Oh, well, that's a freaking jinx right there. Seven guys are going to get hurt tomorrow. Not on one. I don't think they necessarily care about winning the Metro per se, but I think that they definitely have a good shot. I think it's a battle between them, the Penguins, and maybe New Jersey. I think New Jersey's going to surprise them. I think they're going to surprise some people this year. They got Taylor Hall in their lineup. I think the Devils are going to be good this year. I think they're going to be a team that people are going to overlook, and they're going to be dangerous.
Interesting.
I think the Devils are going to be good this year. I think it's a battle between the Caps, the Pens, the Devils. I think the Flyers are potentially due to be halfway decent. I think Carolina is a young team that's going to be decent, but they're still going to not make the playoffs. Columbus is Columbus. They're probably still going to struggle. The Islanders are going to not be as good as they were last year. So I think those guys are definitely going to miss out. I think it's going to be a battle between the Caps. I think Caps are top two in the Metropolitan. Mm-hmm. And I think Ovechkin. And I think that Kuznetsov and Backstrom are going to flip-flop a couple of times this season in terms of who's on the first line, who's on the second line. And I think Sanford makes the roster for this season.
For the season?
For the season. And I think that the Capitals will trade for a defenseman at some point during the season.
Oh, interesting. I think, all right, so if you're saying Sanford's going to make it the whole year.
No, and I think Allsner gets re-signed during the regular season.
All right, I like that. I'm all for that.
To a long-term deal.
I'm all for that. I like that. I think we get our first glimpses of Nathan Walker and Madison Bowie this year.
Good call. Bowie, I don't know, but maybe, yeah. Walker, I think, becomes the first Australian National Hockey League player by February.
All right. All right. I hear that. I like that. I think if he gets called up at least, I mean, even if he sits in the press box, I think Nathan Walker is a part of this team in some way, at least for a game or two. So we'll see the first Australian in the NHL. I think Bowie's showed off really well. I think we'll see him up for a game or two if someone, probably Orpik, gets hurt.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. To go back to not the purpose, to go back to the Austin Matthews thing, but this is pretty funny. One dude tweeted there are going to be so many Canadian babies named Austin in exactly 9 months.
All of Toronto just gets renamed.
There's a lot of people named Austin in this first grade class in a couple of years.
Somebody tweeted Austin Matthews is doing a better job of embarrassing senators than Donald Trump.
That's a good one. Brandon, this was pointed out by somebody else, but last week was 150.
That's right. Yeah, we're on episode 151. We kind of forgot we hit a milestone last week.
I did. Yeah, I totally didn't know what episode it was going to be. But in better English than what I just said.
It's late. It's late. We understand.
I don't know. Whatever.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us for the last 150 episodes. We've had a lot of fun. What is this? Are we going into our fifth year? Our fifth season?
I don't know.
I think we have.
Wait, hold on. I have to look it up. Where is... Oh, there it is. Notes. We started, what, in 2012? Though, it's more than 151 because... We initially started as a part of your show.
My old internet radio show. But I'm not going to count those. I'll think of that as preseason.
5 minute bits. And I have written notes for every episode, but I think we started in 2012 as the first one I have notes. Starting in September of... No, that's not right.
Yeah, because our first show was in the middle of the summer at FanFest, which they didn't have this year.
That our first show?
That was our first show.
What the Puck?
Yeah. I'm not letting that go. No fan fest.
No, the first one I have is April 10th.
That was the old internet show, the internet radio show.
Maybe I wrote notes for that one. I don't know. So, we've been going since 2012.
That's pretty amazing.
15, 16, 5 years. This is the fifth.
This is the fifth season that we've covered this.
Now we're old. We're in our 30s.
Who's been with us since episode number one? Who has been with us?
I've been there.
Well, whether you're new or old, thank you very much. Yeah, and me neither.
Even when I'm talking, I'm not necessarily there.
Earlier this year, you had to go solo twice because my face melted on one side.
That's physically not how that happened.
It still happened. All right, guys.
It melted.
It
doesn't come back.
It didn't.
It's not like
it
ice cream
work.
Comes back when it melts.
It just becomes a delicious soup.
You understand how ice cream works, dude.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation for 150 more episodes with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. You can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. Now that my master's program may or may not be over, it'd be great if they tell me that I passed.
So are you a master? You've got like a degree now?
Excuse me, Brandon. I have a degree from the school that you and I both went to.
Is that really a degree?
I will have a
Is that really a degree? Have you seen that place?
I mean, technically, there's a paper and everything. I mean, it was all lined paper, but that's besides. No, it wasn't. I'm finishing up a master's program. I finished all of my work. They have actually tell me if I passed. But now that's done, I'd like to get back to writing at CapitalsOutsider.com, which is a great fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, which, Brandon, I would like to make a change as to who the – I'm going to not say this sentence well and the one preceding it. Who the bobblehead is that everyone's going to vote for. Last week I said – Kuznetsov?
You did.
Who did you say?
I think I said Holtby.
I'm going to go. Wait, I had an idea this week and then I couldn't remember who it was. I'm going to go with Jay Beagle.
Okay. It's wrong.
We're going to get a Jay. Brain is a dick. We're going to get a Jay Beagle bobblehead. And you know what they're going to put next to the Beagle on him? And he's skating a little dog.
I will be at that game if they do that. 100%. I will be there.
If they have it and it's got a little dog, A, I want credit, and B, that would be great. And I will not overpay on eBay to get that. Actually, I'm going to go look up on eBay now and see if they have – what was the thing I wanted before?
Nathan Walker.
Yeah. I'm going to find that, and someone's going to want way too much money for it. But yes, somehow that's CapitalsOutsider.com and my Twitter page. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
Well, before I get there, I'm going to show you this on Skype. Bring Hockey Back already has an Austin Matthews t-shirt that says Toronto Sniper on it.
That didn't take long.
This kid's already getting merch. Man, we've been on for 150 episodes. We don't have merch yet. But anyway... You can follow.
You made me a shirt once, and then it fell apart.
I did make you a shirt, but that was a limited edition, not for public consumption.
And then it fell apart in the wash.
Well, you washed it wrong.
How do you wash it wrong?
You gotta. It's cold water, and then it's a gentle cycle. And
all right, you're too many words.
I don't know. I don't wash a lot of my own clothes. All right, so you can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast, 2 P's in that title. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. And who knows, we might use that Facebook Live feature this season if we go to a couple games, if we go to a practice. We might do some of that. That'll be kind of cool. You can also go over to Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. Check us out over there. Lots of stuff going on. Let's go over the games coming up until we talk again. Let me get that page up. Chia. And we are in Pittsburgh on October 13th. That is a Thursday. It is opening night for the Penguins. We're going to watch them raise their stupid banner.
Little little preemptive booing there.
Yeah.
Well, a little early.
That game's at 8 o'clock. It's probably going to start closer to 8:30 because they're going to be busy telling the
– this game tomorrow's at 8?
8, yeah.
I got to be so – oh, God, it's going to be over like 10:30, 11. It's less time for me to watch TV after.
But 8:30 is when you're going to probably watch the game because they're going to tell the Penguins for a half hour how great they are. That
well, did you see on Twitter that Trotz was saying he's not sure if the Caps will be on the bench when they raise it?
I wouldn't make him sit out there. Why would you do that? That's rude.
He said they will do something to like, you know, something to not support the Penguins, honor but like them. Be out there. Yeah, to honor them, but in their own way. So
beat them. That's how they're going to do it. Beat them.
Yeah. Like, suck it. Yeah. So I don't know.
That game is on national TV on NBC Sports. On Saturday, October 15th, the Capitals are back at home. It's the home opener in D.C. up against the New York Islanders, welcoming back Jason Chimera. That game's at 7 o'clock, and you can watch it on Comcast Sportsnet.
And I will be there.
And he's going to get me a magnet.
You can have my magnet because I don't want it. It's stupid. I'm looking up the Bears promotions right now. Sorry to go off track. They also have a magnet schedule the first night. What is this, like a disease? Is this catching? Oh, dude. Versus Wilkes-Barre Scranton, Labatt Blue pint glass night. First 3,000 fans will receive a pint glass. Ooh. That's the one thing that annoys me is when they only give it a certain amount of fans.
Yeah, that's really annoying because you're going to get there like 2 hours early.
That is – I mean, it's a nice stadium. You walk around. But that is kind of a cool giveaway though.
Yeah, I'm always cool for a pint glass. All right, ooh, now That's all right. On Tuesday, October 18th, the Capitals, they're staying in D.C. up against the Colorado Avalanche. That is, you can view that on Comcast Sportsnet, and I'm pretty sure they make it so difficult to find the promotions on their website now, but I'm pretty sure the 18th is the Holt Beast banner night. So everybody should be getting a Holt Beast banner.
I want to see what that looks like. Nope. You know, years ago, they used to actually show you what the promotions look like.
They do it on like the day before on Instagram and everything, like where they showed
that's a good point.
Like where they showed the not koozie last year, where it's
and
just
that thing was super.
That was so bad. And then we will be back with a new show. We'll be recording a new show next week on October 19th to get you guys ready after that. So three games until we talk again. I think that's a pretty good matchup. We got the Stanley Cup champions. We got old friends coming to the old barn. And then we have a West Coast team that
The Islanders game might be a trap game.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're going to be pissed. Wait, we played them in the playoffs last year, right? Or was it 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago, but we did.
Oh, man. It's all the playoff losses melted into one.
Last preseason game, we blanked them 4-0.
That's true. All right, maybe they won't be quite as upset as I thought. But I think – I mean, they got Clutterbuck, who's a D-bag running around trying to hurt people. Chimera, I think, will be a little fired up to play. But it's also the home opener. The fans are going to be loud. But that could be a little bit of a trap game. I think Colorado, I mean, you got – you know, that's Colorado. Who's their head coach now because Wall left?
I don't know. He was pretty angry. He just left.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. I don't even know who their coach is. I am totally blanking. Did Sakic just take over there too? I don't think Matthews has scored any goals in a few minutes, Brandon. Something's wrong with him.
Colorado Avalanche, Jared Bednar.
That's their head coach?
Yes.
All right, cool. I don't know who that is. But yeah, a Colorado game I expect to win.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys. Hope you're ready for the season to start. It's been a long time. It's been heartbreaking over the summer. Hopefully you guys are ready for some Caps hockey, seeing some familiar faces. A couple new ones, too. Holtby in net. Ovi doing his thing at the Ovi spot. Can't wait for this season to start. Everybody say it loud. Say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
What the puck? What the puck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.